Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Yeah, you are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in downtown Rockford, right on the corner of Main and Bridge. We're sitting out in front of the Old World Olive Press, one of my favorite places in Rockford to go because I can get all kinds of really cool stuff here that makes my barbecue get going better. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And it's like a virtual traffic jam downtown Rockford. You might want to park a block away and walk in because this town's getting jacked up. We're sitting here with Shasta. We've still got Tom Buchanan in here from Jamesport Brewing Company in Ludington. And we are still sampling that Scotch Ale. That's a big glass, Jop.
You know, I've switched back to the Hefeweizen because the Scotch Ale is just a little too strong. It's about an 8.6, and my tongue gets a little thick if I take too much of that on. So
it's rubbing your Dutch wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I read a great little online article from a guy named Jimmy M. He's a New York City-based travel writer and a TV host, instructor, co-founder of OutEscapes.com. And he named the seven best cities in the country for beer. And number one on his list was Traverse City, Michigan.
I thought Grand Rapids just got voted Beer City USA.
Well, not to Jimmy M., but at least Traverse City was there. So we're happy to have that, along with Atlanta, which is Hotlanta. And I was just down there a few months ago with Rob Russell. Atlanta is a great town for restaurant venues. The Finger Lakes in New York also, which we love to go out to. Toronto, Virginia. He named specifically Roseland, but he pretty much counted the whole state of Virginia as a city.
I don't think you got to go all that way to get great beer, man. You go within 20 miles of this place, you go within 100 miles of this place, you're going to hit 60, 70 breweries that all are producing just fabulous beer, like our friends here from Jamestown Brewery, or Jamesport. I say Jamestown.
Everybody does.
I'm sorry, Jamesport
Maureen
Brewery.
Does the same thing.
Up in Ludington. Worth the trip. You got to get up there and try some of that Hef.
Well, but the other two cities were Los Angeles and one of my favorite cities in the country, Asheville, North Carolina.
Furniture place.
That is a fun town. Beautiful place. So anyway, seven great cities for beer. I'd probably skip the LA part.
Yeah, coming up this fall, the National Resources Commission just put out the early waterfowl regulations. Those of our listeners that are hunters, I'm a big bird hunter. Early goose season is going to be again September 1 through 15. Get out, start your practicing, shoot some clay birds, get your game on because September 1 through 15, always a warm hunt, but it's a great hunt because that's early in the year. The birds haven't been shot at. You got a 5-per-day bag limit. Just a great time to get out and enjoy Mother Nature. When you're done, have a great microbrewed beer, not before.
You're scaring all the kids when you say you're a big bird hunter.
Yeah, I never shot a yellow one, ever.
Also, a little bit here that I'd like to reel Shasta in on, the Healthy Grill. I have a favorite vegetable combination that I like to use, and I found some stuff that I'm not throwing in it. I was reading a neat article the other day, and they add a couple things to my blend, which I usually use red bells, zucchini, yellow squash, and sweet onion. They also threw in green onions or scallions, whichever you have, and eggplant, which I'm not a big Muliano person, but if you like the Muglianos, Julius likes those, I'm sure, coming from his part of the world. Like the eggplants, don't you? So if I'm going to do that basket like that, I'm going to cut all those vegetables up, and I'm going to put them in a grilling basket. I'm going to put some olive oil on there, Shasta. That kind of a blend, what would you just use a regular EVO?
Wow. I if you want to step it up a notch, Chipotle would have a nice smoky flavor. Garlic is always a good go-to. And, of course, natural butter. And then you could season with your own seasoned salts.
Wow, that would be really good.
It sure would.
little sea salt and some cracked pepper. Throw it on the grill, 5 minutes each side.
Right.
The nice thing about throwing all those in a basket and grilling them is they tend to marry a little bit. That green onion tends to lend itself, and if you got mushrooms in there too, they'll absorb all those other profiles.
Sure.
But you dump that out on a plate, and you have a gorgeous, gorgeous presentation. The red peppers tone it all up. Yeah.
Because it'll be gone.
It will. But, you know, that's a healthy grill right there. That's something you can serve that people will love.
Right.
You know, most of those ingredients, there's a farm market here in Rockford, as there are in many communities right now. They're just starting to kick in spite of the dry season that we've had. We were blessed with a little rain this week, at least here in the greater Grand Rapids area. And the farmer's market is in full swing down there, and a lot of those vegetables are fresh. You put fresh vegetables in with this pure EVOO that they sell here at Old World Olive Press. Fabulous, fabulous flavors. Worth the trip here, downtown Grand Rapids, to get a couple bottles of that and give it a try, because it is very good. It's man food, and because of that, it's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue of Saranac, which is also served at Maryland's at the top of the hill in Ada. Great pasties.
They are great pasties, Bob. They're fantastic. I'm not a big pasty guy, but those are good ones.
You're getting to be.
Yeah.
Man law today. Men should not sleep in the same bed. And here's a big one. Men should not kiss each other. Even if you are friends, don't do it.
The whole cheek thing like the Italians do?
Nah.
None of that?
No.
Okay.
It's America, baby. Men should not hug other men unless it's a power hug.
Oh, that's where you grab the, you know, you double up your fist and you hit him with the side of it right in the back.
Yeah,
and you're
it's
hugging
just
him, right?
A little chest touching, you know, the rest of the body, keep it apart. Okay, and men should not cheat on their girlfriends.
Or wives.
Well, it's not in the law. It's not in the law.
Oh.
I'll throw that one in. You shouldn't cheat on your
Yeah, definitely. That's a given.
Right. Significant
That's a given.
Other, right?
And men should not act gay around girls unless it's your friend.
Okay.
Huh.
All right. That one's foreign to me, but all right, man.
You know, I just read them.
That's
right. I don't write them.
On.
So, Jop, you're going to have to stop with a little finger thing.
Okay, man. I'll hold the mic with
it's
all
over.
Four fingers as opposed to extending the pinky. Yeah, you got it. But anyway, we are live and local on the corner of Main and Bridge in downtown Rockford. This town is a buzzin'. The merchants are all out on the street showing their wares. It's going to be a great day to get out in Rockford. Check it out. I know the farmer's market's going. You can go down to Red's on the river and sit and have a beautiful cocktail. This is just a great town.
You know, Jop, speaking of the DNR, which we were before, they're also working on some new herd management plans. It won't take effect this year, but for most of the upper lower peninsula, they're going to enact the same rules that they put in Leelanau County about 3 years ago, and that is you have to have at least 3 points on one side for a buck to take it. If it's your second buck, you have to have at least 4 points on it. That is working successfully in Leelanau County. Their herd is developing antlers again because all these flatlanders that come up there and shoot every spike in the world and basically rape and pillage. And that's not hunting. That's called just dope harvesting.
Yeah, you know, everybody loves fresh venison. And what I think this is our QDM guys have got a little influence in there. That's Quality Deer Management Group.
Thank you.
And they are, you know, it's legitimate. You're on either one side of that issue or the other. If you need to feed your family, get a doe permit.
Yeah.
And just take one, and the meat is fabulous.
It's better, actually.
Yeah, but you know, if you're hunting for horns, let them grow a little bit. You know, I guess if it's your first time out, a kid. See, I waffle on this a little bit, but by and large, I agree with you.
You know, I don't waffle at all on that because it works. And if you are a kid And if everybody does this for a few years, that kid's going to have a better chance of seeing a real buck instead of something that he's got to squint to see if it's really got, you know, a couple little points sticking up.
Yeah, I know. But it's fun to have that first buck when you turn 12 and you can get out there with your dad the first time in the shack. And when the first one walks by, boy, you know, it doesn't matter if they're 3-inch spikes or a 10-point, that kid's eyes are big around his saucers.
Yeah, wake up, Dad. I think it's a deer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining the grilling guys. We're out of here, but Jop, I had a good time, man.
Hey, I did too. We're in Rockford. Get over here, Old World Olive Press. They've got some great stuff to cook with. And stay tuned with us for next week because we're going to be live and local again. We're moving all over the state this time of year, and we're having a lot of fun. So we appreciate you listening to the grilling guys. We'll talk with you next week.
That's right. Our closing song is another Michigan artist, Stevie Wonder, Living for the City.
In love and affection. To keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for me. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.